Today's gospel is a challenge for me because it seems to depict Jesus in an unflattering light. A desperate woman has come seeking help for her tormented daughter. Since she's a Canaanite, an outsider to the Jewish faith, Jesus treats her abruptly. First, he ignores her, and then, in the parlance of the day, he refers to non-Jews as dogs. I find myself wanting to cheer the woman on. Don't give up, he'll give in. After all, Jesus is always compassionate and eager to help those who show faith in him. It helps if I view this story as a moment of, if not conversion, at least of a fresh insight that Jesus receives about his call and mission. If you're like me, you grew up with a stronger sense of Jesus' divinity than his humanity. In recent years, however, biblical scholars have given us a renewed appreciation of Jesus' humanity. They point, for example, to where St. Paul says that Christ emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, as one like us in all things but sin. And in the letter to the Hebrews, we're told that Jesus was tempted in every way that we are, and that he learned obedience from what he suffered. After his parents found him in the temple, St. Luke tells us that he returned with them to his home, was obedient to them, and that he learned that he progressed in wisdom and age and grace before God and humans. We discover that Jesus, like the rest of us, did not come into this world fully formed and developed and all-knowing, but that like us, he grew and continued to grow in wisdom and age and grace before God and humans. From this perspective, we can say that when Jesus encountered the woman and heard her request, he was first expressing his intention to preach his message to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But when he saw the woman's strong faith in him, especially after he had just been rejected by the Jewish leaders who should have known better, he had an insight which gave him a new and more expansive view of his mission. The woman was a clear sign to Jesus that God's salvation is meant for all people and all nations, not just for the Jews. The woman realized that birth and religious origins can't hold back God's outpouring of love on all people. And this led to her persistence and her unwillingness to accept a narrow and restrictive view of God. Her insight and Jesus' new realization because of this didn't just come from thin air. It had been foretold by the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Despite this, the early church, and even the present one, has struggled with this message of inclusivity in today's gospel. Even after the resurrection, some in the church thought that Jesus' message should be restricted to Israel, even though Matthew's gospel ends with the risen Jesus telling his disciples to go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news. God has included us in Jesus' mercy of forgiveness and reconciliation through his life, death, and resurrection. And we have accepted the invitation to the table where the food of God's reign is given to us. Gathered at God's table, we hear the risen Jesus' mandate to proclaim the message to everyone. And so perhaps we need to ask ourselves, who are the Canaanites in our life? Who do we ignore or quickly brush aside? It took him some time, but Jesus finally heard the woman's voice and accepted her. Are we open to accept the voices who cry out to us for help? We need to respond to the gospel we have received by doing unto others what has been done for us. Please stand and join me in the Nicene Creed.